Chiefs in America. Is he on the fence?
Bowling by Simon Kopeches. The Nusach of Birch Samozin. A little bit of an aura that in last Simon Kopeches Zayin, we discussed over there also the Nusach of Birch Samozin. And by Sif Tal, we're discussing the Lacha of the Nusach by the third Bracha by Boynev Yerushalayim. Somehow we're starting off the Simon over here, the first couple of Sifim, and go to the Simon. Again, the Nusach and the Lacha is negated by Boynev Yerushalayim. So I'm not clear why exactly the Mechaber divide up these halachas and separate these two in Yonim over here. The Chur, Kupay Zayin, Kupay Ches, the Lisa of Dalad, goes hand in hand with Kupay Ches. Horror. We have a Sugi of Brachas and Dachmim Hei, it brings down the person when he benches by Boyne Barachim of Yishlaim, he should say the word Amen. If he says that, first, Baisha says, Haizem Meshubach. Metana Idach, Haizem Meguno. So Rashad is Meguno Meshubach. The one says, Lakasho, depends, is by Shah Brachas or by the case of Boyne Yishlaim. Now first, Meshubu and Simon Reish Tezvah brings down the Gemara's Loshon is Meguno. He points out that it's not Osir. You say it, it's not a Hefsik. Says the Meshubu, we say it by the case of Birch Sanenen or Birch Samitzvah, it's a Hefsik. You have to say the Brach all over again. Here it's not a Hefsik. The Shal is it's Meguno or Meshubach. But it's not a Nichle Get of a Hefsik. Now, what is Pshat in the Sugya is basically a Machlikus among the Yishayinim. Machlikus B'Klali is how to apply this halach over here. Is this Yisoid of saying Amen by Boinu B'Yishlaim, the Dim Miuchid by Birch Samozin, the separate between the case of the Rabbanon or the Raisa? Or is it halacha B'Klali is for all cases when you're Masal to Indian, you're going to the next Indian, you should say the words Amen? That means Mishbu over here sends you to Reish Tezvav. Over there in Reish Tezvav is Machlokes Mechaber versus Ramah. If you look among the Yishayinim, Rashi in the Sugya, he comes out Nachum Hei. He says, very simple, it's not a Sugya in the Birch Samozin per se. So a Sugya B'Klolius, all cases in the finish off the Indian. And that seems to be the Das of the Rif, and the Rambam, the Ben Yoyno, the Rosh, the Tor, they seem to paskin, Rav Yishayinim, the Lachit is a Sugya B'Klolius. Atzal HaShenyi, so Toysa Nachum Hei Rebeis, his words are, Puch Chazi Maid Amad Abar, to Lachem Yuchud Rav Samozin, to Mechabit in the case of the first three brachas are Deraisa, the fourth bracha is Derabonon, the Gamvil in the Sugya is Machlaik, the fourth bracha, Derabon Deraisa, three paskins Derabonon. So we come to Mechabit in the case of Deraisa versus the case of Derabonon. Now, Lalocha, again, by us, not much of Nachkamino. We always say Amen, but if you go like the Mechab that says you say Amen by all silicon yonim, therefore, as far as you know, the Sfaradim, you tell me if it's true or not, by Mayrev, we end up by saying Shem Ama Yisrael La'ad. So the Sfaradim say Amen. It's the end of the Indian. By Yaluka, the end of saying Amen. After Pesukah Zimah by Ishtabach.
Only
those. Only Silik Indian, when they finish off the Indian. Right, only when they, again, very clear, only when they Salik the Indian, they say it. That means by Ishtabach, the end of Pesukah Zimah, as far as I know, they say Amen. Right? Then the Shemona Esrei, as far as I know, by Sim Shalom, they say Amen. Anytime there's Silik Indian, the Sfaradim say Amen. Because this Sugya is not Miucha by Birch Samozin, but in all cases when there's Silik Indian, the Maestra Amor, the Bnei Ashkenaz, have no idea what we're talking about. We say that only by one case, by Birch Samozin, to Mechab in the case to Rabbon or Deraisa, only by Boyne Barach Mo Vishleim, then we say Amen. So again, it's a Machlokes, build upon our Sugya, is it Miucha Birch Samozin or all cases? And Bezim, we get to the end of this man, we'll learn some Reish Tezvav, Machlokes, Mechaber, and Ramah. We'll have different ramifications how to apply this halacha. Now, specifically negate to us, once, let's say you follow Mahalach of Ashkenaz, the only time we say Omein is a chilp between the case of Rabbonim versus the case of Deraiso. Let's say your benching is a benching of Rabbonim. Let's say you can hold Nostrum as Rabbonim. Let's say you eat less than a Sviya, the Sviya, Avada Lukuli Amah, the case of Rabbonim. So if so, the Birch Samozin is Rabbonim, maybe in that case, a person should then not say Omein, according to the Bnei Ashkenaz. Maisi, there's a prima godam in Simon Nun Aleph that says, once that's the Nusach HaBrocho, loy plug Rabbonim, not the Mechalik. That means again, the longest behind the Bnei Ashkenaz is the Mechalik in the Rabbonim or the Reiso, but once that's the Teches, that's the Nusach, that's the Teufis, therefore we always say a case of Amen. Now, when we do say Amen, coming to the Shavua, quotes prima godam from the Marshal, the Lachavir is that you should not say it right away. You should wait a little bit, and then say the word Amen. Why? Because we should not say the word Mishmur Minashima Achas, because it should not flow straight, it's not part of the bracha. The bracha is Boine Barachimov, Yushalayim, that's it. Then you wait and say Amen. Now, how long to wait? Says the Prima Godim, do not wait more than Kedei Dibur. Why? Because we know the Sugya Shlosh Achlu is an Omen Yisoymo. You cannot say it's more than the Shir Kedei Dibur. What's Torah Kedei Dibur? We already had a machlokes among the Paiskim. Is Shom Alecha Moi Urebi or Shom Alecha Rebi? We Paskin Moi Urebi. Therefore, we should Paskin Be'ikah that way, Moi Urebi. And therefore, come out Be'ikah 2 seconds. Therefore, come along, we should, even though the words Meshavua and Neshima Achas, it means basically, does not mean one breath. It means Be'ikah, to have a hefsek in between, enough of a hefsek to show it's not a part of the chiluk of the bracha, it's a separate entity. You're saying the Boyin of Brachma Bishulayim, you wait a little bit, a drop, then you say Amen. That's the correct way of saying Amen.
Does the Sfaradim say Amen at the end of
Birkas Hashanah? Birkas Hashanah is Machloikis, right? There's a tumult among the Sfaradim. There's a big shadow of what to go through. What, I don't know what they do to myself. Is that a separate entity or not? He made a face. That's all I know. I know it's Machloikis. But I give the example that everyone agrees. By Zug Zimmer they agree to, and by Shalom Shmanesu they agree to. That's only not. I think this whole Birkas Hashanah is a shadow. You'll talk to him afterwards. You'll have a conversation. He's a nice person. Doesn't bite too hard.
I need to make it up.
So Maisa comes out. The first of all, we do not say Omein Miyad. However, do not wait too long. The Pesach Yeshua does point out that even though numerous times by case of a bracha, you should wait for the chazan to say, let's say by Kaddish Omen, you say Omen after him. But here, when you're benching and there's a mezamin over here, and he's saying the bracha, you do not have to wait for him. That means you can finish Omen before him. Even though you can say after the boy in the bracha, we shall have Omen, because the Omen is a part of parcel of the teches to say for you right now, the nusach, you say boy in the bracha, we shall have Omen, and then you can say Omen without the mezamin saying it yet. Sifes is how exactly to say the case of Omen. That means like more at Mamshech and Abamei, it brings down a Machloik is a Bayer verse of Ashi. You say Omen, a case of Bekol Ram, or you say Balachash. A Bayer comes along and says to say it Bekol Ram, why should the Poilim should hear it? The Locha, at least Bezman Gemara, was that the Poilim did not cause a case of Hefzid. They would say the first 3 brachas, which were Deraiso, the 4th one, what they would not say. And they would say Omen out loud, the Poilim knew to get up and to leave. Mash Eken of Ashi says Faker to say Balachash. It's a zilzul over here to think that a toiv ametiv is not a chilik of the Birkas Hamazon. Once chazal masakin, a gam is dindu rabban over here. Therefore, not to mezalzul. Therefore, say b'kase of balachash. Now, first the Taz over here brings down in the Bach. He comes along and says, when it says b'kol rom, does not mean make it louder than the rest of the benching. Once the benching is saying b'kol rom, that's the correct way to say it anyway. Therefore, the same tone you should say omein and not say it quieter. That means if Abayis come lafukar of Ashi. If Ashi says, say quiet, says Abayi, but Kol Ram, like you say, the rest of benching, does not have to be dafka louder, this means to say it at the same tone over here. This first, the Metzias. Now, what to go do, Lamaiso, is a big Shiloh. The way the Mechavim comes along, he says very simple, we have Machloikis of Ashi with Abayi, Ashi Basio, usually Pask like him. Therefore, he says, you say Omein Balachash. That means even though you're saying, in a certain nosach, you say Omein more quiet over here. Number one, that's of Ashi, and number two says the Beis Yosef. Even a Abaye agrees bezmanazeh that we don't have the loch of Poilim. That means we'll get to Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph over there. We'll see the Metzias says today Poilim have say all 4 brachas. Therefore, there is no reason to say that loud. Therefore, for that reason, the Beis Yosef say Palachash, say quiet. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even though the Amos says the minig is not the way, it's nochlein because you like the mechaber. They're correct on Hogo, Yesh nochlein, it's go like the mechaber saying palachash. We have one mahalach, palachash. The Aruch HaShulchan, and Moshe says, the Maisa is not the minig. Now, the way what the Amos says over here, he has 2 options in the Darkei Moshe. The way the Amos brings it down over here, he says, it depends if you're saying it together with the mezamein, or you're saying it by yourself. When you're saying it by yourself, you say palachash. How when you're saying it together with the mezamein, since the whole entire time all the omeins are saying out loud, here is not nikkur kol kach. Is any difference over here? Therefore, you leave it as is. Therefore, when it's by itself, balachash, other people around, then you say it out loud. You leave it as is at the same tone that was beforehand. Atzad Shlishi, the way the Darkei Moshe brings down this first malach, now numerous places come along to go with, but you say omein, not to mechalak, whether it's by itself. Whether the case over here with the mezamein, we always say b'kol rom. We do not change the tone of how you sang it over here. That's the mashal. the Bach and the Mishavua's words are Shekein HaMinig, Kamadumo Shekein HaMinig. Seems to be that's a minig over here. Now, the reason they point out, because now, since there are no, the Pilum anyway say the whole entire bracha, therefore there's no Bezayin over here to say that loud. There's no Bezayin, so why not Lemaisa say that loud for? Therefore we say that loud. So we have three different halachos, what Lemaisa brought down by the Paiskim, what to go do. That means either the Mechaber says, and the Rosh Hashulchan says, Yisim Nochon, say it Balachash. I see Yushai de Belitsky, Lemaisa, he says to say it Balachash. The second option that Amal Lemaisa brings down, the minig is when you by yourself only Balachash. Lemaisa, the Mishavua says, the Kabduma Shekena Minig, the Mashal Nabach, not the Machalik. You bench out loud with more kavoni, even with Levatoi, say out loud. You bench with Zimon, also, so let's say it out loud. And leave it as is.
Hello, Hamai, so what do we do? Elu
ve'elu, Jivla Kim Chayim.
When we say Omei to Boni Rachamot, with the Mazame, are we answering his brother Omei, or are we saying Omei for our own brother?
So we'll have to get to maybe to Rish Tzvav to discuss that. Discuss that ending over there. I mean, you say it before him about it to yourself. Together, to say it with him, we'll see Rish Tzvav. I think it's Machlokes over there how it's working. Sif Gimel is discussing the idea of saying Malchus in the Bracha Shlishis. That means the Gemara is very clear. Speaks out that since we're saying the third Bracha, the Malchus based off it. Therefore, it's not fair. Therefore, we should also say the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus of Hashem. Now, speaks out the Beis Yosef being on the Rosh, that's in Tosfos. If so, so why don't we say the Malchus of Hashem in the third bracha? To equate the two, we don't want the Malchus Shel Olam and the Malchus of Beis David, both of Adam, to be together one with next another one. Therefore, the Malchus of Beis David is in the third bracha. And we're saying now the Malchus of Hashem will put it inside the fourth bracha. The Kamzal speaks out the Rishonim, we're going to have the word Malchus three times in the fourth bracha. Number one, mitzvah the bracha itself. Number two, mitzvah the third bracha, we're putting the Malchus of the third bracha into the fourth bracha. And so the Rishonim, once you do that for the third bracha, we'll do that for the second bracha also. Derech Agav. So come along, we have Malchus once in the third bracha, three times in the fourth bracha. The three times is a Melech Ha'ilam is one, then Avinu Malkeinu is two, and Melech HaTov HaMeitiv is three. We have three Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the third bracha. Once that's our Nusach, building upon that, that we do not want to say the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the third bracha, the question that leads to when a person says Yalav Yavoi. That means Yalav Yavoi, whether it's Yontif, whether it's Rosh Chodesh. So by Shmon Esrei, everyone knows what's the correct Nusach, that got any Siddur. It says at the end of Yalav Yavoi, we say Kel Melech Chanav Rachum. We say the word Melech, Kel Melech, Melech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Chanav Rachum Otto. We end off that way. The question now is by Berchus Hamazon, by benching. So we say the Nusach of a Melech, Melech Midah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is saying, Rishonim is speaking out. Not even though we're supposed to say Melech in the third bracha, we put it by the fourth bracha. If so, we should maybe not say the Lashon of Melech in the third bracha. If you open up most of the Durim, some of them have in parentheses, some have a star put in the banam, some don't have it, some have it as regular. It's a big question what to do by Yalav Yavai by Birch Samazan. That means by Shmon Esrei, everyone agrees. No one has any star, parentheses, or brackets over there. But by Yalav Yavai, the question is what to go do over there. Should we say it in my sense, not to go say it? So the Izav Udavram, he begins to arrive at, says based upon the Sigyo, the Maisa, a person should not say it. Skip out the word Melech, it's not part of the Chiv of Yalav Yavai. Why say it for? And therefore leave it out, like the Rishonim is saying, it's not to equate the Melech Ha'ilam together with Melech Basav Adam. Now the Ramah starts off that Svar Nechayna of Elohim Isi Noigim Kain. Interesting question how exactly to read the Ramah. The simple reading of the Ramah is, the Maisa, you should not do it. You shouldn't. That's Svar Nechayna. And therefore, the way the Magar Vom and Mishbura bring it down, Ein Limchos, those who do say it, Ein Limchos. That means Be'etzem, Mishbura is saying not to, those who say it, we can leave it as is. But Be'etzem, we should not say it. That means Amor, Be'etzem saying not to say it, Mishbura saying not to say it, they bring down different Gdolim, Mishai, the Bliskin, Maisa didn't say it, Maisa not to go say it, because the Melech of the third Brocho, we should not equate with Melech Bosu Vedom. Maisa, if you hear people mentioning, when they say it out loud, or even they're not saying it out loud, you sit next to them. Most of them do say it. Either you can say it's a lack of knowledge, Or Shvachal Bepiv. Or the Maaseh, it says it there, right? Most of them have it somewhere there. Or they say in Shmoneh Esrei, they say it over here also.
Maybe also don't know people.
Right, right. I said lack of knowledge. That was the first thing. That's different options over here. Why people seem to go say it. Now, but SM is already a Mori Kash a few hundred years ago. He says the fact that we say it in Shmoneh Esrei and take it out of Birch Samozin, I guess it's a Zilzel. We're taking it out. And since it's not the Nusach of Birch Samozin, it's better than the Nusach, not the Bracha of Birch Samozin, the third Bracha. It's the Nusach of Yal of Yavoy. So we're not putting it here, Mitzan, Birch Samozin, the third Bracha. Just have it be part of Yal of Yavoy and to take it out, forget it's a Zilzel. Therefore he says, if I can't leave it inside. The Arab brings it down the way. The words of El Yabo, Minigisotaru. Once Klai Yisrael goes to do it, whether some has lack of knowledge, but my sense Klai Yisrael goes to do. Mogim Gevorim says that Ein L'Shamus HaMinig, Kavachayim, Naharatsvi, and Piskechu says that my sense HaMinig, Agam, the Mishmur sounds like you shouldn't do that. Again, it depends what city you have. Some of them might have it with no markings. I looked at my city I was learning by last night. The Oiz V'Hodr, left as is, zero. Oiz V'Hodr, New Sederim, left no star, no parentheses, no brackets. He just left as is. Shulis Kopad did the same thing. To go third Siddur, they might have put it on the bottom. Another one at the start, fine. But Maisa, some students leave it as is. Forget. It says in Shmoneh Esrei, he said over here also. Even those, there are Yechidim who know not say it, and they don't say it. Maisa, that's the reading of the Mishnah Berurah over here, and certainly the Ramah. They point out, well, let's say Rosh Hashanah. Well, for whatever reason, you have to eat Lassi Yom Kippur. To say the Nusuf Lamelech over there says already the Elef Lamato. In Sim Tov Kov Pei Gimel, that since the Ikka Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, we come to put in a Mistakin, the Nusach of Malchus over there, then says the Elf Amato on Rosh Hashanah, even agrees you have to say the word Melech. Har Tzvi, Rav Sturmbach, Tzvi Tshuva is being down, Avad say Melech. Therefore, Numas Machzerim, they leave it in by Rosh Hashanah, then Avad yes. Again, I see the bring down of Yerush Chaim Zonnefeld might not say that also Rosh Hashanah. Most of them say, no, Maisa and Rosh Hashanah, every Nick used to go say it. That's his man of Malchus. We see in Tefillah, we put in Malchus, especially by Tefillah Shavuot. So then we say Malchus. So again, it comes out, what to go do? Elu ve'ilu divil kim chayim, yesh ve'yesh. The Moinam seems to yes to go say it. There are those who are adopted not to go say it, yesh ve'yesh. Sif Dalad discussing the Nusach of the fourth bracha, or the third bracha, to the person switched it on Shabbos or not. That means really Shoshal among the Rishonim had to read the Sugya. Machlokes over here, Rashi, Tosfos, or the Rishonim, what exactly it's saying over here? That means on Yemei Chol, we say the Nusach of Nachem or Rachem, or Bakosho. So a person switched it on Shabbos and not say Blosnum of Bakosho. Kamon Taisus, his words are, anyone who switches it is Minik Shtus. Back Losh and Taisus, Minik Shtus. He says, first of all, when you want to switch the Chsois to Nachamenu from Rachim, both of them he says, Losh and Tachnunim. Both of them are Losh and Bakoshes, Aleph. Second, he brings down the Shalmi, all the Shalmi bring down the Shalmi. The Shalmi says, how in the world could we say, Re'enu, Parasenu, in our benching over here, the Mice is Bakosh and Shabbos. So anything that says the Shalmi is a Taifus HaBracho, anything that's the matbeya of the bracha, it's not that we personally are putting inside. The Maaseh can't say in Shabbos. And for that reason, says Tosfos, the Maaseh not to switch it. Therefore, the Merchaba says, if you say Rachim during the week, say Rachim on Shabbos. Say Nachmenu during the week, say Nachmenu on Shabbos. The Maaseh not to switch it. The Graz, the Archa Shulchan, they the Maaseh leave it as is, not to switch Shabbos from Yimei Chol.
Does the person have to have a different kavanah?
No.
Can have a
and that's a again, the Yisrael Taisus is not Machalik. Taisus is saying there's no difference. What's the Taifus? What's the Nusach? No. We'll get even more to what you're saying. We'll get even more to see. It's not even Shalom. Al Tzadah Sheni, the Meshavua sends it to the Goyim. The Goyim, the Maisa says, Apikabolo, and that's the Rif Shito. And the word of the Shayat Siyan sounds like he's going the way he says, Rebbeinu Chananel, and the Erzuro, and the Eshkol, and the Riaz, and the Rekeach, his list of Yishoinim. It sounds like Meshua has been saddened more to the Goyin Shito than the Merchaba Shito. The person should switch it. On Yimei Chol, a person should say, Rachim. Mashenkin and Shabbos, you say, Nachmenu, end over the Loshon of Menachim. Sounds like you should switch it over here. Again, what to go do? Very simple. Elu ve'elu, divakim, yesh mesayra, whatever your mesayra is, that's you keep on going over here. Now, in the Nusach over here, they also discuss, what about the word Rachem? No. Should I say the word no over here? They point out, you look at the Rishonim, they're all discussing the Nusach of Rachem, Kamat, no Rishon brings down the word no. Kamat. No one brings down Lashon no. And therefore, the Mechaber does not bring it down that way, not the Levush, not the Graz, not the Benesh Chai, does not bring down the Lashon no. However, there is one Rishon, the Avod Avram, he's discussing the Nusach, he says the Lashon no. The words of Mishabu of Ian Sivkot Yud, Derech Agav, says no. In the Sharetzin of Sim Kulpe Zayin at the end, he writes twice Derech Agav, the word no. So they point out that Mishabu does say no, without pointing out, it's come to argue on Kamat, all the Rishonim in the Paiskim. Maestro, there is an Orchel Shulchan already over here. As far as I see, he's the first one who points out the two different Nuchsois. He's the first one who points out the Gezer Rachim without no, the Gezer Rachim with no. Two different ideas over here, what to go say. The Maestro in Siddurim, again, certain ones have it in parentheses, some in brackets, some of in stars. Again, the Oiz Vahodai, so yesterday just left it as is. And no problem, Rachim straight, Rachim no. So there is a shadow of what to go do over here. The Sefer, the Siddur, Elias Elio, the Mir Siddur, that's the Nosfi's brother-in-law of Aaron Lapiansky, where he brings it down. He points out that you just have to know when you say it, is the word Rachim or Rachem? I mean, the Vada, we say, a lot of people say Rachim, no, why is Shrek passing that way already? Fine, that's part of the song. But Maisa, is it Rachim or Rachem? So he really says, based upon grammar, it depends. If you're saying it without no, it's Rachim, you're saying Rachim, and then you're saying Rachim Hashem, then it's Rachim. We say the word with no, it's Rachem. Most Siddurim, some of them switch it, some of them do not switch it. While it's grammar, I'm sure you'll explain to them why that's so. But Maisa, that's how he says it. Really depends if you're saying no or not, it's Rachem or Rachem. Shreki says Rachem, right?
Yeah, he's wrong.
Right, no, yeah, Elias Leo Siddur, not Elias Leo, Elias Vahoda said Rachem and said no. Also, now, I don't know what. No. I saw last time say Rachem. Some of them switched Rachem. I'm not sure on grammar why that's so. I really don't know. But the ones who are medactic in grammar say the correct thing is when you're saying no, you say Rachem. Again, Shrek, you pass the other way. No, I'll assume it'll go that way. Not sure. Now, another point in negates the grammar here in this bracha. You say, by the Brachmov, you slime the word Brachmov or without Brachmov. You say that, those words. So again, it's very clear, the Beis Yosef being not Maram. Ram Maisa says to go say it. He goes on further, Beis Yosef, he brings down a kolboy, a Orchas Chaim, that says, no, the fact that Yishlaim is built by Mishpat, Tzim by Mishpat Tivdo, and therefore you should take out the word Rachmov, you say, Boini Yishlaim. Therefore the Mechab is very clear, the Gers over here is Boini Yishlaim, and therefore the Chidah goes this way, Ben Shchai, Yib Yoimer, as far as you know, all the Svart, they say, Boini Yishlaim. They'll say, Rachmov. Now that some B'nai Ashkenaz also do not say it. The Goyin, those who follow the Goyin, the Maisa don't say it. Those who follow the Graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, as far as we know, the Babishes, the Maisa do not say it. Like Her Odom says to leave it out. And Chas Nish also says not to say it. I'm not sure they do in B'nai Brak. Don't know. The Maisa say to not say Barach Mov. Al Tzad HaSheni, very little Matthias already, the Ramah says, V'chein Noigim, the Maisa we do say it. A Minig Ramah. The preacher brings down, that's the Mashal already. The Bach, Shir Knesset Gdoilo, or Zeruot, or Chashulchan says that's the Minig already. They come from two different avenues. Either Mitzad, the Chasimo, should be Me'ein the Psicho. There it says Rachem, end of also Boine Barach, Mor Yishlaim Amen. Or Mitzad, we do have a Postik, Mishabu Mixdown, Shifta Yishlaim Barachim. Therefore, we have a Postik of also Barachim, the gate to the building of the Beis HaMikdosh. So we have Yesh V'Yesh. Now again, based upon grammar, there's also Shaila, is a word over here, Boine or Boine. With a segel or with a tsere. So again, I see of Nemetzal, he wants a taina, it really depends. Do you say Barachimov? Or you don't say Barachimov? You want taina when you say Barachimov is Boine Yushalayim. Mash Enke, when you do not say it, say Boine Yushalayim. Now again, the Sidurim that I saw in front of me said Boine with a tsere, even though it said Barachimov. Again, I'm not sure if the Sidurim know what they're doing. Don't know what they're doing. That's the Izvahodri I looked up yesterday. I'm not sure. I didn't have one yesterday. We have to get the article. I have to see Maskin. Psak Achim Klai Yisrael. In America is the article. Psak Achim Klai Yisrael is always the order. Fine. Each one, you have to know what to go do. Why that's so, based upon grammar, I assume the people more in the doctor will know the reason why that's so. But the Elam, again, does not seem to be mapping upon that concept. And what to go do, Elam, do really come high. Now, in Sif Dalet, there's a side sugi over here about Bakashas on Shabbos. I assume so. I assume it is. That's the question. Tais is kasha. You want me to answer Tais? Why? Tais says what your time is, and that's why it's a minik shtos. Very good. That's the words. Now, there's a side story here about saying about kashas on Shabbos. Now, passionate personal thing is a simon for the atma in Shabbos. Yeah. There's no simon really discussing this Indian.
And
we discuss it,
yeah,
correct. And it's not brought down to Bishvat, not Sim Kuflam Aleph. The one of the main places that Ikka Makar is really is over here. And the reason why it's over here for, because discussing is switching the Nusach over here based upon the Yishalmi. That means the Makar of the Indian of having Bakash and Shabbos also is the Yishalmi over here brought down by the Rishonim, places, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Torah. They're being down, it's also Tver Tzvach of Shabbos. If so, why in the world are we saying Re'enu Panaseinu? Why? Because that's a Teifis HaBracha, that's a Matbeya, that's a Nusach over here. So we have number one, Yisoid, the Issa Shavoy. Brought down the Ik over here, and a little bit to one Sif, and Simon Reish Peches Sivva over there, in Holka Shabbos. And we have a Heter, when it's the Matbeya, when it's a Teifis, the Maestro goes say it. Just to speak a little bit about some basic ideas negating this concept. Why is it Osla for? Why is Osla Tuvei Yitzrachim Shabbos? What's the Yisrael behind it? Yishami says it's Osir, but why is it Osir? So the Medrash, when he brings down the Yishami, the Medrash says, you know why? The Pasuk in Yishaya, Mimtzei Chatzicha. Person should not look for his Chveitzim on Shabbos, not look for Paranos on Shabbos. It's Nichol Ne'isir of Mimtzei Chatzicha. The way the Yavitz and Shuvah, he brings it down. The next words in the Pasuk, V'dabed Dover. The Dibur is Osir on Shabbos. The way you speak on Shabbos should not be like the way in Chol. And therefore, it's also on Shabbos, the Isfir, Tzuachim on Shabbos. So either we have the Yisrael of the Isser, the Makor Shabbos, is Mimsa Chesro or Dabadover. I come to Meshibur Migdanel or Lusach Mitzad, it causes Tzar also, might cause it Tzar to look for your partner also. But the Yisrael of the Isser, the Makor Shabbos, from the Yishalmi is Mimsa Chesro or Dabadover. If you understand that's the Yisrael over here, then I come to certain cases you can answer very simple. People want to know, Behiru, you asked me before, Behiru, can you hire for your Tzuachim on Shabbos? So everyone knows in the song he's singing here, hurim, hutarim. Does that mean noshim? That means in the idea of no, that's also it means the idea of here in Yitzhuachim. Here the Meister is mutter, only deeper is also. Therefore it comes along that Lachor, that's the Makar for the Isra Shabbai. The Meister for Yitzhuachim on Shabbos, Lamahar. Therefore command all this from go, they speak out very clearly for Yitzhuachim on Shabbos, Lamahar. In the Bakosh, the Meister's mutter. Again, the only I said those are two reasons. Tsar Echnami, because you're Tsar, you're right. Because you're Tsar, you're right. You should be also. Anything because you're Tsar, you're not allowed to go on Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, he's asking, but Koshes and Ruchnias, is that motor? So Mimsa Chetzicho, whether you know from Ksubis or the Sukkot Shabbos, Chesed Yidoch is Osir, Chesed Shemayim Mais is motor. Dabidov would be the same thing. So comes along when you're having bakoshes on Shabbos, it's that mitzvah boy. Most of them, again, they have to be Rav Kamenetsky, or Shlomo Zalman, or Yashu, or Shmuel Kamenetsky, others. They come along tana avadat smuter. Chaim, it depends what safe is asking him. I'm not clear what his gather is. But come on, also, no, they asked him. Somebody says, yeah, no, I'm not clear. But Yisrael Shabbai, if they gather the is over here, is it's that mitzvah chesu David over, then mokum ruchni so my should be mutter. So again, if you understand Yisrael, here is mutter. And Ruchni is the Maisa's mutter. They do ask the question, if so, women are do a lux neris, and then they daven, and some of them have tears. So the Maisa, what is the heter? The Mekabel Shabbos. So if they're asking for Ruchnius, but they look at the Tefillah saying, and what they're asking for, they're asking a lot more than Ruchnius. They're asking also other things also. So the question is, are they allowed to now have the Bakoshes? Is Vimsa Chetzchel also after lux neris? David Dover also after Alok Sneris? Actually, it's a great question if it is. Could they ask somebody else to go do Malach with them on Shabbos? But the Oedim Chaim wants to answer that since this is Man Mesugal, this is the time for the Tefillahs, if that's the time, that's Nocha Heter also. Just like the Heter of a Teifis, that's the Matbeya. If this is the Zman for the Tefillah, there's also a Heter to do it after Alok Sneris. Even they get involved with, let's say, some people say by Bris, when the child is crying, there's a special Zman at that time for Tfilas. The Chaim wants to say, if that's a Zman Shaboy, you'll have our koshes, even though it's on Shabbos. Now, they discuss, can you say that he wrote it before learning? So, if it's a Mishabura, that's the Nusach you have to go say. According to Aruch HaShulchan, only Mishos, Mice will get involved with other Shalah, but anyway, this is Zman right now. V'oid is also a Tfilah on Ruchnius. Avadi can't say it on Shabbos. Avadi do say it on Shabbos.
Also,
no, that's the Taifis. That's the Nusach Shabbat.
We're
going to learn Friday. The Kainitzer is the Nusach.
That's
what, again, if that's a Nusach, Matbei of Chazal, Avadi we say it. Oh, the own Bakoshes would be a problem. Echlami, own Bakoshes, they can't say. We hear you loud, correct. Now, back to our sugya of Abichsa Mosin to discuss this question here: what defines the what is the taifis? What's matbeya not? So really, we've discussed three different cases over here in the gate of Abichsa Mosin. First is the Rachmans. The Rachmans. Now, based on the Rachmans, you have to realize there are two separate questions over here brought down by the Paiskim. One's in Simon Kuf Beches, but also one's in Simon Kuf Beches. Kuf Beches, the question is v'chlad. You have to say Rachmans. Betzem, you learn the sugya. The first four brachas, first three the rice, the fourth rabbanon, the rachmans. You should say, everyone should say, like kabbonis every morning. You should say, well, before, without asking how many guys said kabbonis this morning. Fine. The question, yes, say rachman. Chaim Lin, correct. I'm a Chaim Blinner. Most people know. Myself, we don't say the rachmans. I actually daven. I was once by benching with him Nosson Tzvi. He also did not say rachman, who was on Yontif then. There are certain places you do not say it. Why? Because it's not a chiyuv. It's like kabbonis. For some odd reason, people don't say kabbonis except for Talmud. What? Except for Talmud, I just said. Except for Talmud, I just said. Except for Talmud.
People say Talmud.
Except for Talmud, I keep saying that. Except for Talmud, you can't. You do say. What? Torah is not a chiyuv. That's why the only Talmud is. It says to say Torah. It's a good thing to say. It's a wonderful scholar, 100%. But other things might be also other scholars. But the Ma'aseh, the Talmud Shabbai, Ma'aseh is a chiyuv. Anything else people don't say. So the one question you say, Rachman's Baskal or not. We'll get Simon Kuf Beches, put it to the side. The get of Simon Kuf Beches is the Maestro, could we say it on Shabbos? I allowed to say it on Shabbos. We just said now, you can ask you about questions on Shabbos. I allowed to say it on Shabbos. So come on the Beis Yosef, you bring down the Shabula Leket, you want to bring it back to the Shalmi. The Shalmi come on and said, just like you say, Re'enu Parasenu, even though it's about kosher, we're not going to switch the Mechol to Shabbos. Who then says the Shmuel Aleka, the person should not switch the Rachmans they say during the week. It should also say it on Shabbos. That's the Mishabura being down in the name of the Shmuel Aleka. Now I see certain Mishaburas that put in the star and say Beis Yosef B'Shem Shmuel Aleka. I think it's a mistake. The reason why it does not say Beis Yosef B'Shem Shmuel Aleka, because Beis Yosef goes on further and disagrees with it. So if I can't, Yesh Lachalik, Bishloimah, Parnaseinu, Re'enu, that's a Taivish Shaboy. Mashakin over here, who put in the Rachmans? We put in ourselves. No chiyuv to go say it. No chiyuv to go say it. Therefore, a person should not say it on Shabbos. That means Beis Yosef's maskon is the maisa not to say the Rachmans on Shabbos. Now, the Mishmur B'Gzam, the Goyin over here, the Goyin Maisa Chodesh says not to say it. Now, just to be clear what that means, the Goyin Maisa Rav says you did not say from the third Rachman. The first three are not pakoshes. From a Rachman, Yifasenu Bechovoi, that's about Kosher Parnosov. The third one and onwards, I mean, first, second, and third you say. The fourth one, the Maisa, not to say. First three you do say. And also brought down the new Maisa Rav that just came out. They say we skip from the fourth Rachman, and you go to Rachman Yanchilenu the Kula Shabbos. You say the last two paragraphs. That means, and he says, the going, they say Migdal Magdal. That means you do say the last two paragraphs. Just not to say the Bakosh is over here. I do see Rav Shtomach, he does bring down that the Goyin says to stop by Ali Chasreinu, not like the Elias Leo Siddur says, you stop by the fourth Rachman. I just think what the Rav Shtomach means there's no Chir past Ali Chasreinu. That's anyway, we'll get to Kopei Tess. So come down to Maisa, there are those very clear, the Beis Yosef goes, and the Goyin, what? The Goyin, the Rav Shtomach is quoting the Goyin. It says the Goyin says not pass Ali Chasreinu. In Halacha, Hilchot Agov, and Hagov, Omen Kuf Samachay. Myself, there is one mahalach, the Beis Yosef and the Goyin, that you should not say the Rachmans or the Bakoshes of the Rachmans on Shabbos. I said the Sheni, the Elim Sodad Akamosha, being down the Ur Zeruah, the Myself, we do say it. And therefore, the Vosh, the Graz, the Mishabura, they say once the Minig, once that's the Taifus HaBracha, the Myself, we do say it. It sounds like the Chayyim point out, what's the story of the Machlaikis? The story is, do we go after, is the Toifis of Bracha what Chazal Masakin? What Chazal said to go say? They didn't say to go say it. They said the first four Brachas and not the Rachamams. Well, no, the Toifis of Bracha is what the Olam says. It's not a bizony to say it on Shabbos for Makoshis, because during the week we say it also. The only story is what the issue of Makoshis, why is it now? Say it during the week. We say it on week, say it on Shabbos, not on Hokka of the Tzibur. The question is, what is the Avon of the Yishami? Is it the Matbe of Chazal? Or Matbe of the Tzibur, where the Olam seems to go saying? We could maybe make an Afkamino. They discuss, let's say a person, let's say during the week, he doesn't say it. He's tired, he's running, he's other things to be doing. On Shabbos, Maisi, it's time to go say it. Everyone's saying it. I tell my kids, the Maisi, they don't say it. But if everyone else is saying it, you can sit there and wait to do nothing, then the Maisi say it. Why not? But if during the week, everyone's saying it, well, sit there and wait another 30 seconds, just waste your time, twiddle your thumbs. It's not worth it. You can't daven. You're allowed to say the tefillos. You can't have a kosher part also. So you can't say it. Nothing wrong saying it. So what happens during the week you did not say it for whatever reason? You were tired, you couldn't say it, that's Yom Sayo. Come Shabbos, people are saying it, you can sit there. Can you now say it? That means, Echlam, you feel like going to Beis Yosef? No. But what's he going like the Mishavur, the Vosh, others say like the Ramah, the Dakim Moshe? That's now the Tevis HaBracha. Do you look now Beklolius, Kleisol says that Tevis HaBracha? But look, Protius, I never say it. For me, Iskin, Bakosh, and Shabbos, and Baya, the Yishami said, I can't ask my Tzachim on Shabbos. So there's a Sefer called Bakosh, and Shabbos. Hold on, Sefer, actually, the Beast Farm, on just Bakosh, and Shabbos. You want to know, there's a few hundred pages, each one different Sefer, but all different halachas they get to Bakosh. They close this question. He the Maisi wants to be Chaddish, you can argue the point. That's upon the Tzibur. If the Tzibur says it, again, you don't always say it. You have a right to say it on Shabbos. Why? Because now it's not you Iskin Bakosh. Best when you agree it's a typhus. Except you don't always say it. You have a right to say it on Shabbos. That's the title. Agami can argue the point. A second question to get to the typhus, to get to Berch Samosen, is that the idea of saying the Berch Sarech, we get the locha in Simon Reish Aleph, that the locha is, Gemara and by Ostrich Ochel, Dach Involved, you say Yehirotzen, it came to be the fad past 25 years to follow it in Shulchan Aruch, that time. That the Olam now says when you're Oirech to say Yehirotzen, the question is, can you say it on Shabbos? Can you say it on Shabbos? It's about kosher. It's coming on the Chid over here, on our Simon. He says, just like by Parnosa, Parnasenu, that's the Taifis, you also gone in the Nusach Shabbat Yehirotzen, there's Ma'id, Ma'id for Parnosa, right? Double off. Should people say it four or five times? So therefore, for this reason over here, it's, once that's the Nusach Shabbat, maybe he can't add more Ma'id than Shabbos, I'm not sure. But once that's the Nusach Shabbat, the Maisa says the Chidol, and the Kav Chaim Gzan, the last day on Shabbos. The only question is, let's say you go like the Goyin Shito, a Yimassar Yidya Goyinik, and the Maisa, you did not say Bakosh on Shabbos. You medactic not to go say it. Are you allowed to say the Bech Sarech on Shabbos? A curse of Toy. If you assume it's not a curse of Toy. You not, it's us to say Bakosh on Shabbos. That's the Goyin Shito over here. What? I'm giving a bakosh for Ruch Gashmius, Parnaso.
I'm a basically
so what?
So who said it was somebody else?
It's even the Chidah is not answering that. The Chidah is answering that the Toifis HaBracha says the Chidah. We don't hold of that. It's only based upon that's not a Chiv Shaboy. It's the correct thing to go do, but it's not a Chiv. We said, let him go say it. So he could get involved with the Shalom, maybe it is a Chiv to go say. We have to learn some Rish Aleph. But it seems that maybe it's not a chiyuv to go say Yish Lodin, what to get to. So Echonami is a Sefer called Berch Sarech. Go save and everything now. See, the Maisi discussed this question. What time the Maisi can't say it on Shabbos? You follow the Goyin, you cannot. Maisi again, will get to Yish Aleph. I'm not clear that's so. I think Maisi Medina is supposed to go say it. Where Yoisi, numerous times, Berch Sarech with the Rachman will say it at the end. But I think it's Medina you have to. But he wants the time the Maisi can't say it on Shabbos. That's why we'll have to get back to this question.
Even if you say Rachman?
No, if you do say it, the body, you can say it. That's Chidol, the Chidol story. Only the Goyin Shito can not clarify the question. A third question negates the Nusach benching, as Bakoshis. We end with Simakul Pei Zayin, a long time ago before the test, that the, over there it says, if you got to say Al Nisim, so what do you go to? You have Bakosha. You say, Harachmon de Yaslo Nisim, Kamosh Osim Yom Mahim, say either Bein Masyo or Bein Mordechai, you have Bakosha. We discuss one question the Shai Chubing down from Mechoshor. Haki is a Bakosho, have Nisim and Klaisol, now is the Loch of Nisim. Shmuel, the Shai Tshuva, to Tirot Sim, either as a bakosha of the Tzibur, or Mitzad is asking a nice B'derech HaTeva. The other question they ask is, can a person say bakoshes and send the Nusach Rachmon on Shabbos? If you have a gat on Chanukah and say the Alanisim, do you say there's a Rachmon over here?
All right.
You're
grunting, and the guy
mentioned
not, you can say
yes,
you can.
You can say it. So the question now is, are you allowed to say the Rachmans according to either Shita, whether according to the Goyin Shita, whether according to the other Shita, it's a Bakosha. You can't ask for Bakosha to my son Shabbos over here. So, the same with Lamashka, the Ishim Chaim Kineski, and he wants a taina. It's not a bracha fratius. It's a bracha klolius. It's a rashi lonu nisim made a bracha for us klai yisrael. Kain the teretz of b'chol show wants to answer. It's not a nace for specific people. It's a nace for klai yisrael. It also is a bracha klolius, not fratius, and therefore yaslo nisim milana go say it. Mice is brought down. Chabal swam yisrael. Be asking this question. He says no, you can't say it. Can't say on Shabbos. I said, what do you go do on Shabbos? You skip the Rachman, you just start. Right away, you may matzio. You can't say it. Bakosh on Shabbos also. It's not the taifis. It's something nice to add in. It's not the chiv to go say. You're just throwing it in at the end. So nice, you can't say the Rachman. But Shoshala, what to go do? The best thing is not to forget.
Although your Rachman are like that. Lanu, Ulenu. It's all talking about Klai, so.
You want to know, here. I'm not saying what Adela Mashko would answer back. I hear. Or, I'm not sure I hear. Right to Chaim Yeskin, Adela Mashko, this is what you said. I don't know. Listen, we wrote him, we wrote back, I never said it. Right to him, I don't know. Meister, what did people do in Ishlein? Ulai. Sifei is discussing the Nusach Negev to benching by Shabbos and Yontif. Gemara is very clear. On Shabbos, we add in the Nusach of Ritzei. On Yontif, we add in the Nusach of Yalav Yovoy. Sorry? Oh, I'll show you afterwards. All real cases. Now, Lemaisel, first, again, we have two different things you have to add in Shabbos and Ritzei. And Yalav Yovoy, you have to add in Rosh Chodesh or Yontif or Chalamayit. So first, sometimes a person does not know Ritzei by heart. They don't have a sitter in front of them. And the question is, what to go do? If you don't say Ritzei, what's halacha? You have to be chayzer. So Elamai, but I don't know Ritzei. So what do I go do? To not bench, I have a chay benching the raisa. To bench and not say Ritzei, I have to go bench all over again. So what's my option? What to go do? So first, it's a good idea to go know the ikir chiv of Ritzei is 5 words. Five words. Therefore, B'chaim says you don't have a sitter, you say those 5 words. For Raya, my ain't sholosh. What do we say? Those 5 words. That is Ritzei. Anything else is built upon those words. Therefore, B'chaim says you have no sitter, you say those words. It's a good thing to know. You stop, say those words. It's called a nusach, a katsara. Anytime if you have these benches that had a short nusach, what to go say, they put in those 5 words. Now again, we don't say that, but the Ilmud says a short nusach, they also put in those 5 words. That's the whole entire Iker of Ritzei over here. What? Again, it's all built upon, it's not ma'akiv, the Iker words, those 5 words. Now, the question really is, when you have, let's say, Shabbos comes out on Yontif, Uvash Chodesh, we say two things over here. We say Shabbos, and then we say Ritzei, and we say Yalav Yavoy. Which one goes first? So it's very clear that we say first Shabbos, Todr, Shaini Todr, says the Mishibura Todr Koidin. Then we say Shabbos and then we say Yalav Yavoy. Let's say a person switched it around and said Yalav Yavoy and then Shabbos. Says the Mishibura, Banish Chai, or Choshulchan already earlier, Makar Chayim. He says the Loch is not Makiv. It's correct that Todr should go first. But let's say he switched the order around and said Yalav Yavoy first. It's not a problem. Once that's so, once we have these slate over here, they can switch around this not Makiv. The question I discussed in the close in the Yisoid of Todr Sheinu Todr, Todr Koidim, let's say you started the Eina Todr. You didn't say the whole thing. You said the whole thing, it's not Ma'akiv. But let's say you started, that means people, they know they're benching, I gotta say Yalav Yovei, gotta say Yalav Yovei, gotta say Yalav Yovei. They get to Yalav Yovei and they start saying it, like, oh my, I say Ritzei first. Do I go back to Ritzei? Well, no, once I start, I finish. So the Shakis Ari already has a truth about the Simnachov. He says, Lamaisa, even though you start a yell of Yavoi, you stop. Todu Shein and Todu. Todu Koidim, you go back to it, say, and then you say yell of Yavoi. The B'chaim, no, when he brings it down the way, he says, until you get, let's say you went so far, he said the words Rosh Chodesh, or Chaga Sukkos, or Chaga Matzis, you said those words, then Avadi said the Ikki Yisoid, then you don't go back. And therefore, if you look at the Shmir Shamash Kolchosoi, or B'chaim Kiyashki, the Maisa, they pass like this Malach over here, the Maisa, once you start, you do go back. Asad HaSheni, for Chaim, the Chavasir, he comes along and says, no, once the Maisa, the person, true, he started, once he started, this is the Ma'akiv, Maisa, you go straight over here. And therefore, the Makil, the Bir Alocha, and the Piskei Tshuva over here, says, Roi V'chanim argue with the Shmir Shabbos. Says, once you start, you keep going. So let's see by the Swarm, it's the Machalik Sashachal, what to go do. Not clear. Again, the argument really the qualiest question of Tadush and Tadur. When you start in a Tadur, I guess, again, the best eight is not to forget. Now, I give all the Shal over here. No, we don't say Baruch Shem. No.
If you
yeah, Avadi has to go back and say, we say it's Makav over here. Fine. Vicky, we had one day to do with Al Thuhei, so I think we got over here. Beshem, next time we'll finish off the Simin, Mesibov, till Sefud, to the end over here. Aslach Rabo.
The Mishavur does pass.